Welcome to Lesson 2 here in Module 1 on VLANs in the CCNA Audio Bootcamp presented by Internet Work Expert, found on the web at www.ine.com. So we are focusing on VLANs in this particular module, but I thought I would take a moment and review with everyone just what a VLAN is. What is a VLAN all about? What's so exciting about a virtual local area network? Well, with VLANs, we can have many, many, many users plugged into our switched infrastructure, and we can break those users up into their own broadcast domains. So the first thing that you want to think of for a VLAN is the fact that it is a broadcast domain. The next thing we should associate it with is a TCP/IP subnet. So in Cisco networking, when we create a VLAN on the switches, we are creating an independent broadcast domain, and we are going to number it at layer 3 with our IP addresses, and we're going to put all those IP addresses into the same subnet. So when you think about, let's say, two switches with VLAN 10, VLAN 20, and VLAN 30 devices assigned to these systems, we immediately begin thinking about different TCP/IP subnets. Maybe we have VLAN 10, and the host stations that are configured in VLAN 10 possess addressing in the 10.10.10 subnet. And maybe the devices in VLAN 20 are numbered in the 10.10.20 subnet. Now, when you think about VLANs in this way, when you think of them as these independent broadcast domains, particularly you think about them as TCP/IP subnets, we immediately realize that we're going to need a device in order to communicate between these VLANs. Remember, think of the VLANs as your TCP/IP subnets. And what is the device that's responsible for communicating between subnets? That's right, it's a router. Or more specifically, a route processor. You see, we can take a switch and we can install a route processor right into the switch. When we do this in Cisco networking, it's called a multi-layer switch because it has the ability to communicate not only at layer 2, like a typical switch, but it also has a route processor inside, so it can communicate at layer 3. Specifically, a multi-layer switch will be very efficient at moving traffic between these VLANs, also known, of course, as TCP/IP subnets. So in our description of what a VLAN is in this lesson, we've also just immediately come across one of the beauties, one of the advantages of a VLAN, and that is to create our smaller broadcast domains. Broadcasts are bad in our IPv4 networks, but unfortunately we're stuck with them, aren't we? Because so many different applications and so many different protocols are going to rely upon broadcast packets for their operation. But the good news is, the smaller the number of devices in a broadcast domain, the less of an impact that these broadcasts are going to have on our infrastructure. So VLANs, right off the bat, help us out by creating these smaller broadcast domains. Also, there's added flexibility when we add VLANs. We can have traffic take certain paths based on the creation of our VLANs and the placement of our VLANs in our infrastructure. Also, there's an enhancement to security with VLANs, isn't there? Because we can literally run security mechanisms against the traffic on a route processor as it flows from VLAN to VLAN. You also have some segregation with your VLANs, don't you? You could take things that are potentially dangerous, like you could be experimenting with some services in your network, and you could relegate those to an independent VLAN, a VLAN that is designed purely for these experimental technologies. A great example of this is back when I was at a training company teaching Microsoft technologies. Oftentimes, the instructors would inadvertently bring down portions of the network by, maybe experimenting with the DHCP server in the network. This rogue DHCP server would end up creating chaos for the IT department. So one good thing to do with all of the instructors in that training company was to put them into their own VLAN. So they might cause a little chaos in their own VLAN, but the rest of the network would be protected. So now that you've completely reviewed the purpose of our virtual local area networks, and we've reviewed some facts about these VLANs, for example, they need a router in order to communicate between them. In the next lesson, we're going to get in depth on VLAN configuration. We're going to talk a lot about how we configure VLANs on Catalyst switches. In fact, the remainder of this module will have something in some way to do with these important virtual local area networks. Thanks so much for listening to Lesson 2 of Module 1 on VLANs here in the InterNetwork Expert CCNA Audio Bootcamp.